This is a recording belonging to the Haddenham Farmland Museum Sound Archive.
Action, timed radio.
Across the county on 103.9 VHF and 96 VHF, your local station.
Because we're inside the Arkenstall Centre here at Haddenham, village at the crossroads, which has grown from the point where the tracks from two causeways meet, one from Erith to Hillrow, the other running from Willingham to Aldrith. And these were once the main entrances to the Isle of Ely from the west and south. Well, communications have changed a bit since then, and the centre of communications here in the village seems to be the Arkenstall Centre. And first of all, with me amongst all these people, I've got David Fairchild, who's the chairman of this village meeting place. First of all then, David, why is it called the Arkenstall Centre?
Well, Robert Arkenstalls was a tithe collecting farmer who in his will dated the 1st of April 1640 left land to his daughter to be held in trust for when she obtained the age of 21. Fortunately for us, or unfortunately for her, she died before obtaining the age of 21, and so the property became available for the setting up of a village school, which was named after her. And as the school premises here was part of that school, it was only appropriate that when we built the new hall onto it, that it became known by that name of the Arkenstall Centre.
And when did all that happen?
Well, they first started talking about a village hall just after the war, but then with the floods of 47, things dropped off. Then the county council then decided that they wanted a new school early 50s, and so this building was earmarked then for the future village hall, or possibility of a future village hall. But the building of the new school didn't get underway until the late 60s, and at the time then the trustees who owned the Arkenstall School approached the parish council, and together they set up a committee to do a feasibility study on the possibility of a village hall. And this was accepted at a parish meeting by an overwhelming majority. Although we did have opposition,
we'll talk about that to our two members from the parish council in a minute. I said it was the central meeting place for the village. Is that about true? What happens here?
Oh, nearly everything sort of thing. The hall is very fully let every night of the week, not only for the social functions at weekends, but the meetings of most of the village organisations, the badminton club here, youth club, young farmers, WI, you name it, they have their meetings here.
And we'll be meeting some people from those organisations later on. Let me ask you then, David, let's have our first record now. Who would you like to dedicate it to?
Well, during my years as chairman, I've had a great deal of support from the management committee and from the village, and I'd like to dedicate it to them and also to the support of my wife.
Well, for all those people then, from the film The Spy Who Loved Me, here's Carly Simon with Nobody Does It Better. Carly Simon, Nobody Does It Better. We heard from David just now about the amount of work that the parish council put into the Arkenstall Centre, and I've now got with me the chairman and the clerk of the parish council, Len Burton, the chairman, and Charles Bester. Let's turn to you first of all, Len. What about the work that the parish council does in Haddenham?
Well, before I answer that question, I should like to just say we'd welcome you and your crew here today. We're very pleased to see you. And I'm sure in future you'll also have the cooperation if you'd like to come to Haddenham. There's lots of events which we hope to see you here again. And I'm sure the Radio Cambridgeshire, we wish it all the success. I'm sure it must be helpful to all the people in Cambridgeshire and get us on the map.
Len, that's lovely. Thanks very much indeed. But you can't avoid the question by saying that.
I tried. Well, the question was, what does the parish council do? Well, there's 13 members in our parish council. We try and do what we can for the public. We don't always do right. We've got the recreation fields we look after, the village green, and the open spaces and pond sites. That comes under one little committee. We subcommittee that. We've got the burial ground. That's another little item that's does by a subcommittee. We've got the lighting committee, who see after the lights of the village. We also have the lotment committee.
So quite a lot to do, really. Let's bring you in now, Charles. Do you get a lot of complaints?
No. I'm fairly available, but very rarely do people complain about things.
What was the last complaint you had? Can you remember?
It could have been a pothole in the road.
Really? People complain about that?
Oh, they expect me to be a pothole inspector.
What did you get a lot of
trivial complaints, but nothing very serious. And in any case, we refer them to the district council or the county council. If someone comes along and complains about a pothole, I refer them to the divisional surveyor.
You don't fill it in yourself?
No.
How long have you been on the council, then?
Well, I was elected to the council in 1936. And then when the clerk resigned, we applied for a clerk. No one took the job. And I was persuaded to take over. I resigned from the council and took over as clerk and have been active with the parish ever since, so from 1936. It's an interesting job, and it sort of keeps me occupied. Now I'm retired, I should be looking for something to do, probably standing on the street corner if I wasn't clerk to the council. But with my new chairman here, well, a new chairman, he's the last chairman, it's very, a very happy association. He'll pick me up with a car in the morning and say, come on, let's have a look round. And we look into a few complaints, if there are any. We check on planning applications. He takes me downhill road, round the fen.
Through a pothole.
Yes, and along Aldrich and so on. And we have a circle of the village, and it's quite interesting.
So you keep your eyes open all the time, do you, then?
Yes, we've got the time. We have a look round, and we try to do our best.
Well, looking out of the door now, as I'm doing, I think the next piece of music we're going to play is rather appropriate. Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head by Peter Morris and the orchestra.
Action.
Time, radio.
Raindrops keep falling on my head, but at least this morning they don't, because we're inside the Arkenstall Centre here at Haddenham. I've always associated young farmers' clubs with brawny young farmers, really, muscle-bound young men. But I'm sitting in front now of the most attractive lady, whose name is Shirley Wright, and she's chairperson of the Young Farmers Club here at Haddenham. How come you're chairman or chairperson?
Well, I think the first thing is you don't have to be associated with farming to be a young farmer. That's a mistake a lot of people make. In fact, we've only got half a dozen members who have anything to do with farming. And
why is it called a Young Farmers Club, then?
Because that's how it originally started, but obviously as time's gone on and people have had less to do with farming, we've had to change, and now we have some activities that are connected with farming, but we also have a lot that aren't, so it's all right for anyone to join between the ages of 13 and 26, male or female.
And what are the activities that you do when you are doing them?
Well, we have five clubs in the Isle, that's the Isle of Ely, and we have activities with them, sports activities, quizzes. We will have our own weekly meetings, talks, films, this type of thing. And then we also have, it's a national organisation, so we have national events as well.
The other thing that I've always associated with young farmers' clubs, and you're going to put me right about this, I suspect, as well, is that it's something of a sort of marriage bureau.
Well, I don't know.
About that.
I suppose that could be the case to some extent, yes.
Really? In your own case?
No, not in my own case, no.
Who would you like to dedicate a record to, then?
Well, I think to all the young farmers in the Isle, particularly the Haddenham young farmers.
Well, indeed, the record that Shirley has chosen for all the young farmers in Haddenham is a record from Carousel, If I Loved You. From that lovely musical Carousel, If I Loved You. Well, one of the features of Haddenham is the Farmland Museum, and I have the curator now talking to me, Michael Delanoy. Is that right, Michael?
That is correct.
Tell me a bit about the museum.
Well, the museum was started by one of my sons in 1969, when he was only four, and of course we had no idea then that it would still be surviving in 1982.
How did he start it at 4 years old?
Well, he literally found some small pieces of pottery in the garden and said, "This is my museum." Well, anything which keeps small children quiet is always welcome. That's how it started.
And when did you really take over then?
I wouldn't say I took over, because I'm very pleased to say that all three sons, though almost the same size as me now, are still very much involved. But one had to become involved as an adult because of the size of some of the exhibits. We do have in the museum over 70 horse-drawn implements, which take quite a lot of manipulating. And of course the museum is important because it is filling the role of an agricultural museum for the county of Cambridge, which, unlike the other counties, hasn't got an agricultural museum.
Do you find it easy to come by the exhibits?
Yes, in fact, unfortunately at the moment, we're having to turn a considerable number away. People are more and more aware of their heritage in Cambridgeshire, their agricultural heritage, and they are always very, very pleased that somebody is trying to save this heritage.
Now, something that I was told before we started broadcasting from Haddenham this morning is that you're very good at bird noises. And there's a little bird sitting up there looking at us through the window at the moment. Give me an example of one of your bird noises.
Well, should we say the cuckoo or the wood pigeon?
The cuckoo. That's the first cuckoo of Haddenham this year, I should think, yes. What else do you do? What other birds?
Wood pigeons as well.
That's marvellous. Can you do an owl?
Yes, this is not the normal role of a museum curator, but perhaps there is a connection. We do have a natural history section.
That's marvellous. You've got a particular feeling for birds, have you?
As I'm known probably in the village as one of the most ardent shooters, yes. A responsible shooter, yes, I do have a feeling for birds, both for shooting them and for conserving them.
Well, the record for you then is feelings.
Thank you.
The United States Air Force String Orchestra playing Feelings. And now I've been joined by Ron Solomon, who's a farmer hereabouts. Hello, Ron.
Hello.
How long have you been farming around Haddenham?
All my life.
How long's that?
Oh, I don't know what to tell you. 54 years, I suppose. But I'm not a good typical farmer of this area, because all around this area, everybody is rooting potatoes and sugar beet growers, you see. Haddenham's on a hill, surrounded by some good fen land, and everybody tears around in circles looking after sugar beet and potatoes. Me, I'm a bit different. I tear around in circles looking after animals. Sheep and cattle and things.
Who do you think has the easier job?
Well, they have. The only thing is, they get up in the morning and fly about the field and see if the sugar beet has been cut with the frost. I just ride around and look for dead sheep.
Do you find many most mornings?
Not too many, only sometimes.
In fact, what about this last winter? Did you lose many sheep then?
No, none at all. They enjoy the cold weather as good as the hot weather. It's only up in the mountains where they have terrible conditions. We look after our animals around here.
But your work starts very early in the morning and goes on, I suggest, till late at night.
Well, not necessarily all the year round, only when lambing's on, and we have to put some long hours in then. 5 in the morning, 1:11 at night. I think we have sense enough to pack up someday, but I don't know when that'll be.
I also understand that you're quite an expert on sort of the old words here around.
Well, I wouldn't know that.
Well, I've come across a word here, docky.
Oh, well, everybody has a docky around here about 11 o'clock time.
What's docky then?
Well, it used to be hunk of bread and a bit of cheese and a bit of cold fat pork, but now it's got the sandwiches since we've got more modern of us.
But how does that word originate?
Where does it I couldn't say at all. Mr. Delanoy perhaps put you better on that, or perhaps Mr. Bester.
Yeah. What about the other words hereabouts? Words that I wouldn't know coming from the south?
Well, I just can't think of one at the moment. If a little child sits constantly over his dinner table playing with his food, we say he's a pingler.
A pingler?
Yeah. And if you get a little baby pig that is a small one as opposed to the rest in the litter, we call him a ratlin'. And if you get a lamb that you rear on a bottle, we call him a cade lamb. But you get different names for different things all in different parts of the country.
So perhaps I could spend all morning talking to you and not understand a word you say.
Well, perhaps nobody else can, but I'm still talking.
Who would you like to dedicate the next record to?
Well, the missus.
And what's the missus's name?
Beryl.
Beryl. Well, here for Beryl, sorry seems to be the hardest word. Elton John, sorry seems to be the hardest word. The vicar of the Holy Trinity Church here in Haddenham is the Reverend Brian Petty. Hello, Brian.
Hello.
What about the history of the church here? How long has there been a church in Haddenham?
Well, I'm not the great expert on history of the church here, but certainly the first rector of the parish is named in the 13th century, and there's every indication, a strong possibility, that there's been a place of worship in this place from as far back as the 7th century. Every indication, there are no real proof.
Well, Charles has joined us again, Charles Bester. Can you fill in anything on that?
Yeah, I think the vicar is quite right there. It's assuming that there was a church. There was definitely a settlement here, and we're quite satisfied that the authorities at Ely, the abbey there, wouldn't have left the community here without any spiritual ministrations. Probably monks would come over from Ely, but there's no sound foundation to say there was a Saxon church, and it's certainly there's no mention of a church in Domesday Book.
Let's come back to you, Brian, about your work. Is this your only church, or do you go to other villages as well?
I'm pleased to say that at the moment it's the only one that I have. I did, because before I came here, I had in Herefordshire, I had five churches, and it's a great relief to have one very attractive church in a community like this. Perhaps you'd give me an opportunity to say about something about the community that I can say, and people who've been resident here a long time perhaps can't say. I've been here about 2.5 years, and having been rector or vicar of quite a number of parishes over the years, I can honestly say that I have felt welcomed right from the moment that I came. And I think this is one of the things about the Haddenham community, is that there's great community spirit. And I've never felt, sometimes people say, of course, if you go into the country, you know, you've got to be there for 20 years before they will accept you. I've never really found this in Haddenham. I've always found a good welcoming community spirit. It's a great pleasure to be here.
That's lovely, Brian. Thanks very much. Let's come back to you again, Charles. What about communications with the other parts of Cambridgeshire? Have trains run through here? Do trains run through here?
Oh, yes. There was a railway station opened in 1864, and that ran for 98 years. The latter years, of course, it was only goods traffic, but we had the railway. It was called the Grunty Fen Express, coming from Ely to St Ives. Then we have, when that went, there's good bus services to Ely and Cambridge. Well, good, if you get two a day and they're regular, it's all right, you know when they're going.
But no trains anymore.
No trains now.
Well, here's Jim Chestnut to ask the question. Good Lord, what happened to the trains? Jim Chestnut, good Lord, what happened to the trains? With me now, Elsie Bester and May Ellis. Let's talk about the work of the Women's Institute in the village. I understand in the villages around here, the Women's Institute is pretty strong.
Yes, it's quite strong in Haddenham. It was started here in 1921 by the late Miss Tebbutt, and it's flourished ever since, I think. I've been a member for 48 years since coming to live in the village, but I was a member of the Institute before I came here.
And have you seen many changes in the Institute since you came?
Well, yes, there are some changes, but I think they are for the better.
What sort of things have changed?
Well, I don't know, really. I suppose we're more lax than we don't always sing Jerusalem now. But
you told me not to mention that.
Well, when I first belonged to the Institute, we wouldn't dream of starting without singing Jerusalem, nor closing without singing the Queen. But now we just say goodnight and go home, and we don't always sing Jerusalem.
But you still make jam.
We do. Very good jam. The best jam.
Haddenham jam's the best, then. May, what's life like for a lady in this village? Is it good shopping here?
Well, it's not too bad. It isn't as good as it was.
How's that?
Well, I think the main shop closed. And, I mean, when I first came back to the village 13 years ago, there was two grocers delivering and three butchers delivering, and now no one delivers. And there's one grocer and a baker that has some groceries. And I think everyone missed very much here the mobile shop that Mr. Collins rang, especially the older people. You know, it was a really good service, and it was something that they could rely on.
You said when you came back to the village 13 years ago, why did you leave the village in the first place?
Well, I left to do a nursing training, and I was nursing, and I lived in London for quite a long time, and then I came back when my daughter was three. Thought it was a better place to live in than London.
I agree with you, absolutely. I'm going to turn now to Frank Battersby, who's been in the village for 30 years, Frank?
Yes, nearly 30 years, 28 years in fact.
Well, May was talking there about the changes she's seen in the shopping. What changes have you seen over 30 years living in Haddenham?
Well, I first of all, I would very much agree with May in that the centre of the village contained a well-known grocer's. Now, when this closed, it destroyed the look of the village to a degree, and I'd love to see somebody take this up again. It's an ideal situation for an energetic young couple. Sound like an advertising agency.
Yes, you are a bit.
But I'd love to see that opened again and make the village look more complete. Now, I think this village has been enriched over my time by the influx of newcomers. Now, somebody earlier in the programme mentioned about newcomers, and I think it was Brian Petty. Now, you get to know people very quickly in shop life, probably more quickly than being a person living outside in one of the houses. And they've enriched village life. They've enriched every society in the village, without exception, I would say. And I think we must be most grateful for the energy that the newcomers have put into village life.
Well, for the newcomers of Haddenham, then, the Carpenters to sing We've Only Just Begun. The Carpenters. Early on in the programme, we talked to Len Burton and Charles Bester, both from the parish council here at Haddenham, and now I've got Owen Bethel with me, who's on the district council. Owen, tell me the difference between district and parish.
The main responsibility of the district council is that their duties are to provide housing in the public sector, environmental health services, which includes the weekly refuse collection, and planning. That are the three main work areas for them.
And how long have you been on the council?
I'm comparatively new, just 6 years now.
That's new, is it?
Well, it is, I think, for councillors in this area, yes.
Does it take up a lot of your time?
Quite a lot, yes. You're dealing with a lot of local problems with individuals, not necessarily committee work as such, but indeed it takes up quite a bit of time, yes.
And what are your interests when you're not involved in that?
Probably my own business takes up most of my other time as an occupation. I'm in horticulture, mainly flower growing. This has always been renowned for flower growing in this area. And indeed, as far as records go back, this has been renowned for its market gardening.
What's your favourite flower?
Chrysanthemums. They're our main line, yes.
Well, let's turn to a couple of little flowers here now from the local school. We've got here Rebecca, what's your second name?
Chantler,
can't read my own writing, and Stephen Locke. And you both come out of school to join us today with your Deputy Headmaster, Gerald Setchfield. Hello, Gerald.
Hello.
And let's turn to you, Stephen, first of all. When you're not in school, when you're not busy with your schoolwork, what do you like to do at the weekends and so forth?
Well, I play a cornet
and, well, I'm in the band. And that's
which band is that?
The Haddenham Silver Band, and Richard Battersby teaches a few of the younger players. And that's about it, really.
And how long have you been playing the cornet?
Oh, year and a half, year and three quarters, something like that.
Is it a good band?
Yeah, very good, yeah.
I look forward to hearing it sometime. Yeah. Rebecca, what do you do when you're not at school?
I go horse riding.
Have you got a particular horse that you like?
Yes, I've got my own.
And what's the horse called?
Buccaneer.
Buccaneer. Fine. Buccaneer and Rebecca. Sounds like a good duo, that. Gerald, do you think there's a difference between children growing up in a village school like the one at Haddenham as compared with a large school in a large town?
Yes, in a village school, teachers know pupils and pupils know parents. And because of this, there's a very much better sense of community and very much better education facilities.
Well, I can hear in the background the school bell, which dates back to 1863, calling you all, unfortunately, back to school. I hope you've all enjoyed yourself this morning.
Yes!
Well, that's all here from Haddenham, then, in County Cork this Thursday. Goodbye as we listen to the bell.
On 103.9 VHF and 96 VHF, your local station.
Action, 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 action. Time, time, time. Radio, radio, radio.
Listening to Action Radio, always where the action is.
The recording you've just heard was originally recorded by Radio Cambridgeshire during their first year of operation during the year of 1982 and was edited and re-recorded for the Farmland Museum by the Lanehead Studio here in Haddenham.
Phone Ely 0353 then 740 655. This is Lanehead Studios.